A flash flooding disaster near Indonesia's capital Jakarta has killed at least 50 people and inundated hundreds of homes. A large lake on the southwestern outskirts of the city was swollen after days of heavy rain. Last night, as people slept in the villages below, the lake's levees burst. Indonesia correspondent Jeff Thompson is there. He joins us now. Jeff, what's the scene that you see around you? I can hear sirens behind you now.
Yeah, there's a big crowd gathered on a piece of high ground looking down on a very devastating sight. It's really quite reminiscent of some of the things that I saw covering the big tsunami years ago. And in a sense, that's what's happened here. Of course, not in actuality, but this large lake, which is about a kilometre from where I'm standing on a hill, that used to allow a trickle of water, a little creek to come down to these densely packed villages below. There were some gates there. That hasn't been maintained for more than 30 years. We've heard from people here. It hasn't been repaired for 30 years. Now, with the big rains, that swelled up, and all of that water just gushed down into this low-lying residential area and continues on for kilometres, I think 4 kilometres of destruction in a line through this low-lying area of southwestern Jakarta.
You say it was a lake, but was there a dam there? I mean, was it more of a reservoir?
It's a thing called a waduk, which is a body of water that they have plotted around Jakarta. It was actually a lake. I mean, there was an international sports club based at this thing, and they used to, you know, do a lot of water sports and that sort of thing on it. So it's a lake, but it was also a body of water that was being used to, you know, to allow some water out into the low-lying areas. But,
so there was, if not a dam, some sort of weir that burst.
Yeah, there was a levee. There was a levee wall, and the levee wall is what burst.
Now, what are the consequences? I mean, we know that at least 50 people are dead. Just how bad is the scene around you?
Well, look, it's extremely destructive. You can see that the concrete blocks in walls of houses have been completely punched out. Standing on this edge here, you're looking down where rescue workers are getting along, holding ropes, and they're about waist high in water as they sort of pull, trying to dig out the mud out of the sort of rubble-filled houses below. I mean, trees have been felled, houses have been completely toppled. It's not a matter of them being inundated. They've been destroyed by this thing. And this is only in one section, and it goes on, as I understand it, for another 3 or 4 kilometres.
Is the water still pouring in, or is there just basically a drainage problem? Is it just going to be a long time before this water drains away?
I think that's exactly what it is. I'm looking at the walls of the houses. You can see that the water's dropped at least a metre, probably 2 metres. Probably more. I mean, the second story of a house right in front of me is being completely removed, whilst the lower story is there. So the impact must have hit it up high. And now that water level has dropped down below. You can see water pouring in some areas, but I think that's just a matter of the water in the high areas filling the low-lying areas bit by bit. So, yeah, essentially a drainage issue, but, after a great act of destruction.
Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Thompson, who will be continuing to cover that flood for ABC News throughout the evening and probably the weekend.